Hello friends, I'm Amol and I hope that all of you are doing well and keeping safe. In today's episode of Sunday Boosters, we will discuss the termination clause and understand the interdependencies of various clauses on it so that no loose ends remain in the contract. A termination clause in a commercial contract primarily provides for the following. A. Exit mechanism for a party to the contract, that is termination for cause or for convenience. B. Mechanism to automatically end the contract under certain specific circumstances. And C. Termination by flux of time. On the other hand, a comprehensive termination clause also deals with certain issues which are dependent on termination. A suggestive list of such issues can be procedure for termination, obligations post-termination, examples are confidentiality, third-party claims, etc. Treatment of rights that have accrued to the parties prior to the termination. Also, exceptional circumstances under which procedures, obligations and rights may be treated slightly differently. Say for example, forfeiture of guarantee money, injunctive rights, so on and so forth. And certain rights in cases of termination by flux of time. Those rights can be ROFR, RTM, etc. Now let us try and analyze these important aspects relating to the termination clause one by one. Let's see the types of terminations first. First and foremost is termination by flux of time. Now in cases where contract defines a specific term or tenure for the contract, and termination happens automatically once the term is over, such termination is called termination by flux of time. The second one is termination for convenience. The parties to the contract may want to reserve their rights to terminate without assigning any reason for termination to the other party. Since such a termination is called as termination for convenience, because there's no reason that the party is assigning, it's simple termination. The third type may be termination for cause. Now, in contracts where parties reserve certain rights for them to terminate the contract under certain specific circumstances, such as breach of representation, breach of warranties or covenants by the counterparty. So a termination where contract is called off by one of the parties for certain specific reasons is called as termination for cause. Typically, a termination clause covers variety of aspects relating to termination so that all the rights, obligations are adequately covered and termination does not leave any loose ends for any of the parties. Now, let us analyze what are those clauses which deal with specific aspects related to the termination. The first is procedure for termination. Now, most of the times, contract clearly defines the procedures to be followed by a party to terminate the contract. Some of the important things that are covered in these procedures are notice of termination, when it can be served, how long the notice has to be given, and to whom it needs to be served. There can also be a time period within which confidential information needs to be returned, destroyed, and certificate of destruction is to be given. The clauses which are relating to time period to complete the payment obligations of the rights which are already accrued. So these are the procedural things which are prescribed in termination clause. The second one is obligation post-termination. There may be occasions when some of the obligations may continue beyond the termination of the contract and they need to be categorically covered in additional obligations post-termination clauses. Some of the examples of this may be what are the confidentiality obligations of the party, whether they continue, if yes, then for how long, and what are the consequences of breach. What if there is a breach of these obligations which continue post-terminations, and what are the remedies available to the other party, so on and so forth. The third one is treatment of rights which are accrued to either of the party prior to termination. It is very important to pay attention to your rights which may have accrued to you prior to the termination of the contract, especially the payment rights accrued to you and obligations standing against the terminating party are required to be given a specific attention. Most of the termination clauses categorically cover this aspect by making it abundantly clear that the payment rights accrued prior to termination shall stand the termination clause or termination of the agreement. It is also important to fix a timeline for the other party to complete these payment obligations so that there is no ambiguity at all. Remember, once the contract is terminated, you no longer are partners or you no longer are working together, and it is essential to keep an eye on the rights that were accrued to you prior to such termination so that you don't lose out on those accrued rights. The fourth important aspect is exceptional circumstances under which rights and obligations may be treated slightly differently. Now, sometimes parties may, especially in cases where termination is on account of breach by the other party, want to treat the rights and obligations slightly differently. It is very important to cover these differential treatments or rights obligations in an unambiguous term in the termination clause. Now, some of the examples of this may be, say, forfeiture of guarantee or security money. Typically, in a contract, the obligations are completed by a party, if bank guarantees or security money is ideally returned. But you, in certain exceptional circumstances, you may want to forfeit those. Or liquidation of bank guarantees, or allowing injunctive rights to the other party. These are some of the examples which you may want to create in a termination clause as exceptional rights or rights under exceptional circumstances. The next part which needs to be paid attention to is certain rights in case of termination by flux of time. Now, everything went fine. Everything between the two parties went throughout the term of the contract went fine. And now contract is ending merely on account of efflux of time. So in cases where contracts are terminating on account of tenure getting over, parties may want to reserve certain rights so that they keep a possibility of new contract alive and secure some rights over their competitors. Some of the examples of these rights may be right of first refusal, which in common parlance is known as ROFR right, where one of the parties to the contract gets the right to receive the first offer of renewal, and only when it refuses to renew, the other party can go out seeking other alliances. Or right to match, which in common parlance is called as RTM, where a party reserves the right to match the new offer that counterparty has received from a third party, and only in case it refuses to match the new offer can the counterparty get into a contract with that third party. Now, these are the rights that you may want to create when a contract is ending on a happy note and merely ending because of the efflux of time. It gives you that much more flexibility to continue having your rights over and above your competitors. So we saw that a clause as simple as termination may have varied aspects and angles that may need careful evaluation and drafting to make sure that the contract makes complete commercial sense even with termination. I'm sure if the above issues are taken care of, you will have a winner termination clause. Just search for Lex Prudence, that is Lex L-E-X hyphen P-R-U-D-E-N-C-E, Lex Prudence, on your favorite podcast platform, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, or Radio Public, and listen, subscribe, and share. And of course, don't forget to send in your comments and feedback. Have a great day and take good care of yourself. Goodbye.